Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. We had a lot of great lessons this week. What was your favorite?
Well, this week we had our Talk About It article. We had a useful lesson about mailing cards and letters. Oh, and don't forget, we even had a sports article too.
I know, it was a great week.
So Pauline, here's the question, which was your favorite?
I really enjoyed our bowling lesson. I forgot how fun bowling is. I might go bowling this weekend.
Well Pauline, you are in luck, because today we can review all the special words you need for bowling.
Oh, hey, can we do that right now?
Well, sure. This is our review show. Let's review some bowling words. I'll say something about bowling, and you can tell me if it's true or false.
Okay, great.
Okay, to bowl, you need a bowling ball.
True.
Then you roll the bowling ball down the road.
What? False. No, you call it a lane, not a road.
Okay, just checking, just to see if you're listening. So, you roll the ball down the lane, and you try to knock down all the pins, right?
True.
Okay, now if you don't hit any pins, that's called a strike.
Wait, what? No, that's not right. If you miss and don't hit any pins, that's bad. And a strike is good. It's when you knock all the pins down.
Hey, good job, Pauline. I can tell you paid attention this week.
Thanks. I think I'm ready to go bowling. But first, let's review all of the great lessons we had together. Let's watch them now.
What are you doing, Tina?
Hi, Alex. I'm writing Christmas cards. This is my last one.
Then you can mail them soon.
Yes, I can take them to the post office after work.
I can take them for you now. I am going to the music store near the post office.
Great! Thank you so much! Here are all the cards, Alex. Thanks for taking them to the post office.
Okay. Wait. Look at this one. This address isn't correct. Something is missing.
Something is missing? Let me see. Oh, there's no zip code on this one.
Yes, you need a zip code on the envelope, or the post office can't deliver the card.
Good morning, Alex. What are you doing?
Hi, Tim. I'm sending something to my aunt in Shanghai, so I need an international stamp.
How much does one cost?
I'm checking that now. Okay. It costs $1.15 to mail a 1 ounce letter.
What if your letter is more than 1 ounce?
Then you pay more.
The address on your card looks wrong.
It's not wrong. When you write an address in Chinese, you put the country first. The person's name comes last.
Oh, in the US, we always put the name first.
I know. Then you write the house number and street and then the city and state.
And we write the zip code last.
That's right.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about sports. Please help me welcome to the program, Sandy Sport. Welcome to the program, Sandy Sport.
Thank you, Rob. What sport are we talking about today?
Let's talk about bowling.
Bowling is fun!
I go bowling every week.
You must really enjoy it. You must really enjoy it.
I do. It's very challenging. In bowling, you roll a ball down a lane.
And you try to knock down all 10 pins.
If you knock all the pins down, you throw a strike.
Do you get a lot of points for a strike?
Yes, you do. If you can get a lot of strikes, you can win.
Are bowling balls heavy?
Some of them are. Your ball should be about 10% of your body weight.
Really? I didn't know that.
Hi, Susie. Do you know if Alex likes bowling?
No, I don't, James. Why do you ask?
I'm on a bowling team, and we need another member.
You should ask him. He might be interested.
Are you interested? We have both men and women on our team.
Well, I have no talent for bowling. I've dropped the ball on my toe before.
Hey, James.
Hey.
Did you talk to Alex about joining your bowling team?
Yes, he was pleased that I asked him, but he doubts he has time in his schedule.
That's too bad. When does your team meet to practice?
We meet at the bowling alley on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m.
On a Saturday morning? No wonder Alex doubts he has time in his schedule.
Ashley and Jenny are studying abroad in the U.S. this year. Each of them lives with a local family. Christmas is coming. Ashley is worried about buying gifts. She likes her local family, but they aren't rich. If she buys them expensive gifts, they may feel embarrassed. What can she do? She asks Jenny.
Jenny, what are you doing for Christmas for your host family?
Asks Ashley.
I'm getting everyone a gift,
says Jenny.
Why do you ask?
I want to get everyone in my family something nice,
says Ashley.
But if I spend too much, I'll embarrass my host family. Then they may buy me an expensive gift. They can't afford that.
I seldom worry about spending money on gifts,
Jenny says.
If a gift is good for someone, I buy it for them.
But Jenny, if you buy a nice gift for someone, they will want to buy a nice gift for you. They'll feel bad if they can't.
You're sweet, Ashley, but you shouldn't worry about that.
Who do you think is right, Ashley or Jenny?
Okay, everyone, in this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the conversations.
Yeah, it's a great way to practice together. Don't worry, you won't get a score at the end, so mistakes are okay. All right, Pauline, what's the first question?
Okay. We learned about sending cards and letters this week, and we learned a lot of new words in these shows, too. So let's play a guess the word game.
Okay. I guess the word is envelope, or is it music? Zip code, zip code.
Wait, Peter, I'm going to give you a hint.
Oh, okay, so first you're going to give me a clue, and then I can guess the word.
Yes, okay. This is something you put your card into. Then you write the address on it.
An envelope. And yes, my first guess was right.
Yeah, I guess. You're not wrong.
Of course not. I'm always right.
Well, I don't know about that. But another word for right is...
Correct.
Yes, correct. Okay, after you write a letter, you put it in the envelope with the address. Then what do you need to do?
You need to buy a stamp.
Oh, I guess you're right, but that's not the word I was thinking of. Okay, after you buy a stamp, then what do you do?
You put the stamp on the envelope.
Peter!
Okay, sorry, Pauline. But yes, I know what keyword you're thinking of. It's mail. You need to mail the letter.
That's right. Okay, Peter, let's talk about Friday's show now.
All right, our talk about it article, right?
Yes, that's always an interesting one.
I like it too. We can use our English and talk about a story. Who were the people in the story?
Oh, this story was about two girls who were studying abroad in the United States. They are living with American families there and want to buy the families gifts for Christmas.
Wait, usually there's a problem in these talk about it stories, but that doesn't sound like a problem. It just sounds nice. Why is Ashley worried about getting a nice gift for her American family?
Ashley thinks if she spends too much money on gifts, it might embarrass the family. And then maybe they will buy her an expensive gift that they can't afford.
That's not an easy answer. Well, friends, make sure to think about it, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this.
Welcome back from the break, friends. What new words did you learn this week in English? Have you practiced them with a friend?
Or have you used any of Rebecca's sentences this week? Oh, or maybe you learned something from Christina?
I liked the sentence pattern we learned from Christina this week, to cost to do something. For example, how much does it cost to rent a car?
Or, hey, Pauline, how much does it cost to go bowling?
Oh, good question. I forgot to check. But it doesn't cost anything to review our features together.
Hey, that's a good point. Friends, we can watch them together. Let's look at them right now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I need to go to this address. How am I going to find it? Well, I can just use my GPS. That may be easy, but I think I can find this place by myself. I'll go look for it now. It's on Ren Ai Road, Section 3. See you later.
Finding an address can be easy. You go to the street or road and then look at the house or building numbers. Usually, the even numbers are on one side of the street, and the odd numbers are on the other side. But sometimes house or building numbers are not easy to read, or they're not on the building. Then you need to ask for help. People who live in the neighborhood know it well. They can help you. You can use GPS to find an address, but sometimes GPS is wrong or tries to take you to the wrong place. That is why you need a map as well as GPS. If the GPS can't help you, look at the map. When you look at an address, you need to know what some of the words mean. If you see the letters STE, that means suite. This is part of an office building. You will have to go inside the building to find the exact place. And sometimes there is more than one street with the same name. That can be confusing. Read the address carefully. Peach Road and Peach Street are not the same address. Also, the words lane and court can be names for streets. The best thing to do when you can't find an address is ask someone.
Well, I found the address, but it took me a while. Sometimes I couldn't see the address numbers on the buildings very well. So I asked some people for help. They helped me find the address. So never be afraid to ask for help or for directions. Goodbye, everyone, and see you next time on Jack's File.
What makes the world go round? It came to earth when Jesus came down. So celebrate his birth today. The gift of love is here to stay. Love, love, it's in the world today.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about bowling, and here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Bowlar.
Hello everybody, it's good to be here.
Well, it is good to have you, Bo. Bo, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you answer it for us?
Sure, I will try.
Great. Our question today comes from Jennifer Way of Arcadia, California. Jennifer writes, I went bowling with my friends for the first time last weekend. Everyone kept talking about getting strikes. What is a strike? Is it a good thing?
Great question, Jennifer. Here, hold on to this, buddy. All right. Let's talk about bowling a little bit.
Okay, great idea, Bowl.
People usually bowl at a bowling alley. Bowling alleys have many lanes.
What is the goal of bowling?
At the end of each lane, there are 10 pins. Players roll a ball down the lane and try to knock down as many as possible.
The more pins you knock down, the better.
That's right. So, Jennifer asked, what is a strike? A strike is when a player rolls the ball down the lane and knocks all 10 pins at the same time.
So a strike is a good thing.
A strike is a very good thing. The more strikes you get in a game, the higher your score.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Jennifer. Thanks for your help, Bo. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Look, John, that roller coaster looks fun. Do you want to go wait in line?
That line is so long. We just waited 25 minutes for the Ferris wheel.
Your classmates love this park. Why don't you want to try all of the rides?
I do enjoy this park, but it's too hot right now. I don't want to do anything.
Come on, John. Wait in line with me. The roller coaster ride is the most famous one at this park.
I'm sweating. Maybe if I have some ice cream, I'll cool down enough to wait in line.
I heard someone say a super sentence. Was that you, young man? And I also heard you say ice cream. Here is some ice cream for you. It will only be $5.
Here's $100.
Oh, how generous.
Super sentence man. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh.
I'm Miss Davis, English teacher at Dajie Guoxiao.
Uh-huh.
This is John. Thank you for helping us with your super sentences.
Yes, thank you, Miss Davis, for letting go of my hand for just a moment. John just used today's super sentence. That is, if I do something, I'll do something else as a result. Here, have some ice cream too, Miss Davis.
Here's another $100.
Oh, wow, generous. Again.
I used today's super sentence?
You sure did. You said, if I have some ice cream, I'll cool down enough to wait in line.
I think if I have to ride the roller coaster, I'll need some more ice cream.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Miss Davis, you have a star English student. Here. Have some more ice cream yourself, for free.
Really, for free.
Oh, thank you, Miss Davis. Hey, do you think ice cream...
If I hear ice cream one more time, I'll go crazy.
Well, I have to go and sell some more of that delicious treat. But it's nice to meet you. And remember...
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
John, are you ready to go get in line?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. You have lots of ice cream.
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Reviewing what we have learned is important. Doesn't it help to see those features and conversations again?
Yes, it does help. Learning a new language is difficult. We understand, and we want to tell you that you are doing a great job.
Hey, Peter, I just remembered something.
What is it?
Our next show is Monday.
Well, of course, Pauline. We always have a review show on Saturday, and then we start new shows starting Monday.
Okay, I know, but Peter, Monday is Christmas Day. Oh, I bet we will have a special Christmas show. I can't wait.
Oh, I think it will be quite special, whatever it is, because it's Christmas Day.
Friends, we hope you will join us for it right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.